Welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast. I'm Koji Brent Williams. The VA Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's traveling tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Google Podcasts. My guest, Altaf Kasi, General Manager, Global PR, Communications and Stakeholder Relations at South African Tourism, looks at South Africa's participation at the ongoing Dubai 2020 Expo. He says SA's participation has afforded opportunity to convince the world and shift perception around safety and security issues, which has been unfairly reported by the Western media. So welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast. And the year is wrapping up, thick and fast. And as you know, Dubai 2020, actually happening in 2021, is still ongoing. And today I'll be speaking to the man who literally being the force behind the South African stand in Dubai 2020, Altaf Kasi, and I have him here as a guest. Altaf, good evening.
Good evening, Kojo, and certainly good to be on your podcast, mate.
Thank you. Now, even before we start and going to the business of Dubai 2020, what is the feeling out there?
Look, I think there's a lot of excitement at the Expo. South Africa, as you know, is there. We have a pavilion. We're there for 6 months. What South African government has done is as they've themed every month. So you started with arts and culture, trade and investment. December has been totally dedicated to tourism, and then you move on again to investment, and then it culminates in March, where we'll have our National Day, where we celebrate South Africa's National Day, because at Expo, every country has an opportunity to have a National Day. But I think just, seeing people travel, seeing people visit, yes, there's been compliance and regulations in place, but there's a lot of positivity. Just seeing the numbers over the last 3 months, the organizers have said almost 7 million people have come through to Expo or have been at Expo. So that's certainly, bodes well for from a traveling and tourism perspective, because people are actually traveling there, people are coming there and visiting. So on that front, there's been lots of positive things happening at the Expo.
Okay. Good to hear about it. Obviously, it couldn't happen last year. So this year, things came good. And we are all happy that things are happening now. Oh, and then we have this new Omicron, variant, et cetera. But let's focus on South Africa. So your participation at the event, what are the key tenets that, you're banking your participation on at this event?
So from a tourism perspective, and I'll speak from a tourism perspective, I think there were a few key objectives that we wanted to get across, right? There's the element of advocacy and showing the world that actually what's out there about South Africa is incorrect and not factual in terms of the perception of the virus in South Africa. So that was number one. Number two, we wanted to showcase again the tourism investment opportunities, the fact that South Africa is open, the fact that we've got great protocols so people can travel. South Africa is accessible, South Africa is open. So those were some elements that we wanted to get across, but also just convince people from, who are visiting our pavilion, showing them, all nine provinces, showing them what's in all nine provinces. It's really unfortunate that the provinces couldn't physically be on the pavilion. We had plans for activations where all of the nine provinces would have been in Dubai, but due to the travel ban, they weren't able to come. But despite that, we've been able to do provincial showcases every evening, 4 times a week. We've been inviting people to come up and taste the food of South Africa. So we've had themed evenings where we've had renowned chef Coco making South African-inspired meals for people to just have a chat and ask questions. From our ambassador perspective, Ambassador Kachalia, he was really, really positive and flew the flag for us on the pavilion. Likewise with our Consul General, Mr. Mugabe, did the same. So I think it was a complete team effort, but we set out to achieve what we wanted to achieve. But the fact is, we wanted to show that South Africa is open. It's geared for investment from a tourism perspective. You can travel there and clear up the negative perceptions or the incorrect or, you know, misrepresented perceptions there is out there about South Africa.
Now, in terms of the feedback, what has been the feedback from participants and audience out there at the Dubai 2020?
The one thing we get told is, look, I'll be honest, our pavilion is not in the same standard or levels as some of the bigger countries that have invested $200-300 million over the 6 months for the pavilion. We've got our standard pavilion, but what we bring inside the pavilion is our culture, our vibrancy, our warmth, you know, and people felt that. People come to us and say, but you talk to us, you engage with us. Other pavilions, people just walk around and don't get the feel of homeliness. We've got, you know, pavilion staff. I've got 6 students who are on there. 2 are from South Africa, 4 are from other countries, but they're part of a student program that the expo have you know, assigned them to. So we taught them about South Africa. I made them do the SA specialist training course before we started, so they could also speak. So we have a girl from France, we have a boy from Jordan. You know, the South Africans were luckily enough able to express themselves because they knew it and they were and it was great for them. But before, international students that we had there, we got them up to speed about South Africa. We got them engaged. We gave them the food. We showed them the Kruger Park or whatever, Table Mountain, Robben Island, all our hole in the wall, you know, Sun City. We showed them that and we got them immersed into it and they then got that message across. So overall, our pavilion was one of, you know, friendliness, engagement. And yeah, I mean, look, we couldn't box with the other guys in terms of the kind of pavilions they've put up. But there was certainly a homely feel to our pavilion and a warm and welcoming feel.
Okay. Now let's look at, of course, tourism, a business and investment. What were or still are the key things that you're picking out from, you know, in terms of investment interest in South Africa from a tourism perspective?
Look, I think people want to know, and some of the elements that came across with key meetings when Minister was there is the issue around safety. I think people need to feel safe and secure. And that was one of the main areas that have come across. And I think it's still some work to be done through our global advocacy around safety and security. We might think we in a safe country, but the world still thinks differently about us. So the investors or the potential investors that we met with, you know, they raise that issue. They love the people, they love the country, they enjoy its beauty, but they need to feel safe and secure. And I think that's the message that will be taken back to South Africa as well. And they said it in the presence of the minister. So I think, you know, having Minister Sisulu here was also really, it was a trump card for us because she saw firsthand the challenges or the perception and what she needs to work on as well when she's back in South Africa with fellow cabinet ministers, because this is not a tourism thing alone. This is a South Africa thing that we've got to look at and address. But I think the issue around safety came up quite a bit, and it's something we have to work on. Other than that, I think people realize that South Africa is an easy country to do a business with. The fact that the Department of Trade, Trade and the DTIC are running the Trade Investment and Competition is running the overall custodians of the pavilion also helps. But and they were also able to provide guidance and give input. But I think people want to come to South Africa, but the issues that I've mentioned earlier, something that we've got to address and show proof that we've addressed it. I think the future is bright though from a tourism investment perspective.
I mean, let's stay a bit on the, you know, on the issue of, you know, safety and if you like health and safety. And obviously the main point that will come out is the Omicron incident. And again, from somebody who is on the ground and obviously who is working with the tourism, South African tourism, how did you think that people were convinced enough for when you guys are explaining the circumstance of what the, you know, South African scientists are done to even help the world as opposed to having this blanket travel restrictions, etc.? What was the feel and how did people receive that communication from the South African authorities?
I think people, my key takeout has been how the global media have convinced people that, you know, the virus is a South African virus. And I think we've done a lot of hard work. When you speak to people and they say, oh, but we don't think we should travel, are you guys fine? And we explain to them how we've handled the virus, how our hospitals and our doctors have been working really hard, how the numbers have come down, how our vaccine rates are increasing. That started changing the mood. So I think there's a lot of engagement on that level that needs to be done, and perhaps market to market, and not necessarily only in Dubai. So the key element would be to say, okay, SA Tourism, your markets, your offices around the world, this is what we need to be doing. We need to be doing more talking. We need to be more engaging. And I think that's because I think if people hear it from us, and when you have someone at the caliber of the minister there and people are listening and they're taking notes, you know, perception changes. So it's going to, in my opinion, the work that needs to be done is on the ground, you know, because people have a perception. But once you start speaking to them and once you start explaining to them, then things change. So you've got to target where your consumers and your visitors are going to come from, and start communicating effectively with them on a one-to-one basis. I know it's a tough task. I know it seems blue sky, but it's something that I felt worked when we were in the pavilion, because as soon as a Polish person understood what I was saying, they were ready to come to South Africa and said, as soon as flights become available and it's, you know, not as strenuous to come, you know, they will come. Likewise with a Serbian visitor, likewise with a Brazilian visitor. I mean, we've had all the countries come into our pavilion. And I think for us, you know, that's the work that we need to do.
Okay, excellent. Now, as we wrap up our conversation, I'm zooming on the man out of Kazi. And as you, I know it wasn't planned to come on this conversation, but as you wrap up your time with South African Tourism, what would be some of the highlights of the key things that you would, you take away, or if you like, you still miss that part of your time with the tourism board?
Look, thanks for that, Kojo. And again, thanks to you for all the support that you've given us at SA Tourism, and also personally to me and the guidance. I mean, I came into the tourism sector coming fully from sport, having worked for 20 years in sport, be it as a journalist or as a communicator, and then decided I've had enough of sport and I want to try a different sector. Tourism for me was brilliant. I leave with fond memories. I'm not entirely lost to the sector, as I will be involved in my new job in some elements of the hospitality and tourism sector. So I'm not entirely lost. But I think, you know, there have been many things. Africa's Travel Indaba for me, you know, when you go to WTM, ITB, IMAX, and then you see Africa's Travel Indaba, I think for me, you know, that event is special. And I can't wait for it to go back again to being face to face. So that's always been one of the highlights, you know, having the president there and you know, organizing. For me, that's good. Meetings Africa as well. I think, you know, those two events have been very special and have unique, not audiences, but there's a uniqueness to it when compared to other events and global trade shows. I think for me, I would have loved to have worked more on the sports tourism element. I think that's something that there's loads of potential for. But, you know, we had a strategy done, then COVID came and we couldn't necessarily get that off the ground. But I think potentially as South Africa needs to explore its sports tourism capabilities and opportunities, because I think a lot can be done on there. But yeah, like I said, the two big events, I also think working on World Tourism Day has been an absolute pleasure. You know, I've been fortunate to do World Tourism Day in Eastern Cape, Gauteng, KZN, as well as Free State. And they've been absolutely brilliant events because they're global events. We might be doing them domestically, but they're global events. So even Africa's Travel Indaba is global and Meetings Africa is global. So for me, I think, you know, using those platforms to promote South Africa and showcase South Africa have been highlights. You know, we've seen excellent leaders at SA Tourism, Sisa Nchona, Ted Lamini, Temba Kumalo. I think, it's been really awesome to work with those people. The staff have been great. And I think tourism has great, great potential in South Africa, I think. And I wish my colleagues well, but I leave with fond memories. And I think, you'll see more of SA Tourism going forward. But I think, at the end of the day, let's get Indaba back to face-to-face. Let's get Meetings Africa back to face-to-face. The one other element that I really enjoyed, which touched home for me, was our Summit Different campaign, where we ran SMME workshops with all the SMME, the small, medium enterprise operators, giving them digital skills, showing them how to become more digitally savvy, doing entrepreneur programs with them. And because that's where you see the difference. That's where you see where tourism hits home and the impact tourism has. So on the one element was the big event stuff, but on the other element for me was being part of the 9 provincial workshops on the Summit Different campaign, where we trained and skilled, upskilled the SMMEs within the tourism sector.
Now, if you're not working and running around, and of course tourism at a time, sports as well, what do you do for leisure?
Well, I mean, I love reading. I love being with my family. I love playing sports. So it's whether it's golf or cricket, soccer. I'm very active. I love traveling also. I like to see places in South Africa. I'm a firm favorite of exploring your country. We do one overseas holiday a year, and our remaining holidays is done in South Africa. And yeah, I mean, I think I've seen, we try and, do one bush, one coastal in different places. But yeah, I think, traveling is also quite key. But I mean, I'm just an ordinary guy who loves his country and enjoys life. Food is also a big thing of mine, so I enjoy exploring and eating various culinaries and exploring restaurants and what there's to offer, from fine dining to street food. I can tell you now, the one good thing about Dubai Expo is, in the expo, every country just about has a restaurant. So I've had Filipino food, Brazilian food, Vietnamese food, obviously Chinese, Japanese, Indian, Mexican, Yemen food, Saudi food. I've just loved being here because I've been able to eat food of the world. And then, of course, we've had Chef Coco making sure the cheese and yama and the bunny chows were all there from a South African perspective as well, and representing South Africa at the expo. So, yeah, I mean, as you can see, my face lights up when it comes to food.
Asaf, thank you so much, and wish you all the best in your future endeavors.
Thank you, Gojo, and all the best. And brother, we are still going to be speaking to each other regularly, and you do great work for tourism on the continent, and we need to acknowledge the work that you've done, because you've been tourism's greatest supporter on the continent, and we need you to keep going, and we thank you for what you're doing. I don't think you get thanked enough, because you're always at the forefront. But from my side, I also want to thank you for the work that you've been doing on the continent, in pushing the continent from a tourism perspective.
Siabonga, like you guys say. Thank you so much.
Thanks, my brother.